Alright, so our main topic for this morning is going to be discussing the ideal status of the structure of the Beis Din HaGadol. We've discussed before, there's the Nasi who is in charge of the Beis Din and is meant to be over them and above them, and the rest of the Beis Din HaGadol under his control, under his direction, and we'll discuss how that structure came to change, to falter a little bit at a certain point. And that's going to be the main topic we're going to discuss this morning, and see how and why that developed, and really where the Rambam developed or got that understanding from. But before that, I just wanted to discuss one small point, since we're trying to go through the whole introduction here. So, basically, where we'll start reading, just so we don't skip, is not in the underlined part, but let's say five lines up from the bottom of the right column. It says, Achi Ashiloni Miyotzi Mitzrayim Haya V'Levi Haya V'Shalom Moshe V'Haya Katan V'Yimei Moshe. So this was what we discussed last week, or last time we learned, was Achi Ashiloni. He was, he learned from Moshe, but he received the Kabbalah from David, V'Hu Kibel Mi David U'Beis Dino. Then, Eliyahu Kibel Mi Achi HaShiloni U'Beis Dino. Eliyahu Navi received the Masorah from Achi HaShiloni and his Beis Din. So, just before we get into the main topic for this morning's discussion, just to point out, there is a machlokus, not an explicit machlokus, but you have different Gemaras which make different assumptions about this point, of whether or not Eliyahu Navi and Pinchas are the same person. So, for example, if you turn the first page, this is a Gemara we saw last time we learned. Let's just see it really quickly. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shiva Kiplu Es Kol Olam. There are seven, as Kol Olam Kul. There are seven people who encompass the entire timeline of the world. Misu Shelach Ra Adam. So first you had Adam, Misu Shelach overlapped with Adam. Shem Ra Misu Shelach. Shem saw Misu Shelach. Yaakov Ra as Shem. Yaakov saw Shem. Amram Ra as Yaakov. Amram saw met Yaakov. Achi Ashiloni Ra as Amram. Eliyahu Ra Achi Ashiloni Vadayin Kayim. And Eliyahu Navi never died, and therefore you get those seven people covers all of history. So the Rashbam here points out, and Tosos points out the same thing slightly differently. So the Rashbam here, in the underline at the bottom here, points out that the Gemara says that Achi Ashiloni met Amram and Eliyahu met Achi. He says Gemara, says that's it's a tradition, that they don't have a scriptural proof to that. V'hai Tana lo svirale Eliyahu ze Pinchas. This Tana, who is teaching this Braisa, does not hold that Eliyahu is Pinchas. V'im Isa, because if Eliyahu was Pinchas, lema Moshe ra Amram, say Moshe met Amram, u'Pinchas ra Moshe. And Pinchas overlaps with Moshe, v'adayin hu kayim. And Pinchas is still alive, because if Pinchas is Eliyahu, and Eliyahu never died, so Pinchas never died. V'lo itchik leila achia klau. And you don't need to put achia into the whole thing. Now, the way the Rashbam says it is not so compelling, because the Rashbam didn't shorten the link, he just kind of simplified it. You put in someone who is less of an assumption, meaning that the Gemara is kind of based on its assumption of the ages of people saying achia met Yaakov, and Eliyahu met achia. And we could have instead
because
said...
they were alive at the same time, but not necessarily because they ever...
Well, the point isn't necessarily specifically that they met, but yes, the point is that they were alive at the same time. But the Gemara is assuming that they were alive at the same time, because we don't actually know the year when Achi HaShiloni was born. We know that he lived until the time of David HaMelech, but we don't know actually when he was born, so the Gemara, I think, has whatever its indications are that he was born in the time of the Midbar, I'm sorry, in the time of Mitzrayim, but the Gemara kind of doesn't have, direct on-source proof to that. And we could have substituted that with, Moshe met Amram, that was, his father, so makes sense that he met him, and then we could have left Achia out. So you still end up with seven people, but Tosos asks the question maybe even more strongly. Tosos says, Hai Tana Sava Eliyahu lo hava Pinchas. This Tana holds that Eliyahu is not Pinchas. The E hava Pinchas. Because if Eliel was Pinchas, the Batsir Mishiva Avamatilash Guchi. Then we could have actually shortened the chain here. We could have gotten it down to six people. The Ya'ir Ra'a Yaakov, because Ya'ir, the Pasuk says that Ya'ir ben Menashe, I'm sorry, Ya'ir ben Mechir ben Menashe, I think, says that, basically, so the Pasuk says that Yosef's grandchildren were born, it was Ya'ir ben Menashe ben Yosef, right, so that Yosef's grandchildren were born during Yaakov's life. So that's Ya'ir, it says explicitly in the Pasuk. The Ra'a Pinchas. And Ya'ir overlapped with Pinchas. So we could have skipped Amram and Achia HaShiloni and just put in instead Ya'ir and Pinchas, right? And then we've left out Pinchas is Eliyahu, so we've shortened those three down to two. You could have gotten it all in six people. So it says Tosos and the Rishbam. You see, this Gemara does not hold, this Brisa does not hold that Eliyahu and Pinchas are the same person. There's another Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, starting on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Daan Amud Aleph, at the top here. So it says, Ashkei Rava Bar Avua LeEliyahu, Dikai V'Besa Kvar Shal Ovdi Kohavim. That Rava Bar Avua found Eliyahu standing in a non-Jewish graveyard. And he asked him a certain question, which has to do with what the Gemara was discussing previously, about dinim of how they collect for a Baal Kov, if they arrange the money to make sure it gets paid out in the fairest way, or exactly how they do it. Fine. So then, after he asked him his shilas, he says to him, Rabba Bar Avua says to Eliyahu, on my way, Lav Kohen Humar, says, aren't you a Kohen? My time a Kaimar basic Klaus. What are you doing in a graveyard? You're a Kohen. So Eliyahu says to him that it's a graveyard of Ovdei Kohavim. Ovdei Kohavim are not Metame, Midorais at least, and therefore it was okay for him to be in this graveyard. But so, whoever said that Eliyahu was a Kohen, so Rashi here fills us in, La Kohen Mar, De Ikilaman De Amar De Eliyahu Hu Pinchas. Because there is an opinion that holds that Eliyahu was Pinchas, Dichsiv Be Kano Kinasi, Bechein Pinchas, Bekano is Kinasi, because it says about both Eliyahu and Pinchas, Kano is Kinasi, that they took up the zealotry of Hashem, and therefore there are some who learn from there that Eliyahu and Pinchas were really the same person, and that's how the Gemara here, that's how Rav Bar Avua knew that Eliyahu was, that's why he was assuming he was a Kohen, and asked him, what are you doing in the basic farm? So we have this Gemara here, which is assuming that Eliyahu is Pinchas. So just, if you go back to our first page, the Rambam here, a couple of reasons is pretty clear that he holds like the first Gemara, that he is going with Eliyahu and Pinchas not being the same person. First of all, the Rambam lists them as two separate people. He has, if you go up to our first underline, the Zakenim Rabbim Kiblu mi Yoshua, many Zakenim received the Masorah from Yoshua, V'kibel Eilim in a Zakenim umi Pinchas. Ubeis Dino, right? So Pinchas was the Rebbe of Eli, and he was also included in those who Moshe Rabbeinu received from. But so Pinchas was the link in the chain of the Torah who taught Eli. Then several generations later, we have Eliyahu Kibel Me'Achia HaShiloni. We have that Eliyahu was receiving the Masorah from Achia HaShiloni. So just, first of all, the mere fact that the Rambam lists them as two separate links in the Masorah, so seems to indicate that they are two different people. But more than that, we've seen previously that the Rambam goes out of his way to explain when there is someone who was older, or not necessarily older, but what had a higher qualification to receive the, seemingly had a higher qualification to be the Nasi, to be in charge, and was skipped over. The Rambam explains why. When in the first step of the Masorah, when the Rambam tells us that Pinchas, Elazar, and Yehoshua were all equals in their Chachma and in their Kabbalah of the Masorah. They all learned from Moshe, and they were all equals in that. The Rambam has to tell us the reason why Yehoshua was chosen. And when the Rambam tells us that Achia HaShiloni learned from Moshe, has to tell us why Achia HaShiloni was not qualified to take over after Yehoshua or Pinchas. Has to tell us that because he was a Katan, he was young, or he was immature, or whatever it was at the time when he learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. So now, Pinchas, if Pinchas was Eliyahu, that means that Pinchas was not the Nasi, and instead, Eli, Shmuel, David, Achia, and Ashiloni were all chosen instead of Pinchas, before Pinchas was finally chosen after Achia, Ashiloni, under the name Eliyahu, right? So without the Rambam giving us any explanation of why, if you hold they're the same person, you're holding that Pinchas was basically skipped over four times and was not chosen without any reason of why. Why was it that Pinchas didn't take over the Nesias straight from the start? So it seems from the Rambam that the Rambam held that Pinchas and Eliyahu were not the same person. All right, that's a little bit of a side point for what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about this morning, and we'll see how much we get through. We've noted this point before, but we're going to try and talk about this now. If you look, we have different stages. We've talked about some of it already, but it was that Zakenim Rabim Kiblu Mi Yoshua, V'Kibel Eli Min HaZakenim Mi Pinchas. Eli received the Masorah from the Zakenim and from Pinchas. No mention of a Beis Din, because, as we discussed a few weeks ago, there was no Beis Din in the time of the Zakenim and Pinchas, because Klal Yisrael were not unified under one leader, under one Chacham. And then Shmuel Kibel Me Eli U Beis Dino. Shmuel received from Eli and his Beis Din. And if we go through all of the following generations, Achia received David received from Shmuel and his Beis Din. Achia received from David and his Beis Din. Eliyahu received from Achia and his Beis Din. We keep going. Elisha Kibel Me Eliyahu U Beis Dino. But in every generation, you have the Chacham, the individual of the following generation, receiving from the Beis Din of the previous generation, right? The Yehoyada Kohen Kibbal Me Elisha Beis Dino, the Zechariah Kibbal Me Yehoyada Beis Dino, Hoshea Kibbal Me Zechariah Beis Dino, Amos Kibbal Me Yoshua, Me Hoshea Beis Dino, Yeshayahu Kibbal Me Amos Beis Dino. Just for the sake of completion, I'm going to read through it. So if nobody minds, Umicha Kibbal Me Yeshayahu Beis Dino, the Yoel Kibbal Me Micha Beis Dino, the Nachum Kibbal Me Yoel Beis Dino, the Habakkuk Kibbal Me Nachum Beis Dino, the Tzafanya Kibbal Me Habakkuk Beis Dino, the Yirmiyahu Kibbal Me Tzafanya Beis Dino, Ubarak Vanira Kibbal Me Yirmiyahu Beis Dino. Fine, pause there for a minute. Just to note, we're not going to go through it all, but there are explicit either psukim or chazals about everyone on that list that they were a Navi. Just keep that in mind for a minute. Now it says, the Ezra U Beis Dino Kiblu Mi Baruch U Beis Dino. Ezra and his Beis Din were Mekabel from Baruch Ben Neriah and his Beis Din. Up until now, every generation, it's been Shmuel was Mekabel from Eli and his Beis Din. David was Mekabel from Shmuel and his Beis Din. It doesn't say David and his Beis Din was Mekabel from Shmuel and his Beis Din. Just David was Mekabel. Suddenly, when we get to Ezra, all of a sudden it tells us, Ezra U Beis Dino Kibel Mi Baruch U Beis Dino. And Beis Dino Shel Ezra Heim HaNikraim Anshei Knesset Gedolah. That Ezra and his Beis Din, they are, or the Beis Din of Ezra are the generation known as the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, and we'll talk more about the Anshei Knesset Gedolah in our next class, but we reach the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, and suddenly we have this shift that suddenly the Beis Din is involved in the Kabbalah also.
And Mordechai cross over with Ezra?
Yeah, and actually in his list, if you just read the next line, he says, who were the Anshei Knesset Gedolah? He lists 11 people. Behem, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Ezra, Nehemiah, Ben, Chachilai, U Mordechai, Zerubbabel. So he has Mordechai in the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Right, and there are a total of a total of 120. We'll talk about next time about that, why there are 120 if Beis Din HaGadol only consists of 71. Why do they need 120? And what were the purpose? Okay, we'll get but basically, what exactly happened that suddenly there's the shift that it went from the Nasi of each generation being Mekabel from the previous generation's Beis Din, to now the entire Beis Din of the next generation is being Mekabel from the previous Beis Din. So we discussed that the ideal state of Beis Din is that the Nasi is an individual who is so far above everyone else, as the Rambam describes him as Omid Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu Bedoro. He is, you know, taking the place of Moshe Rabbeinu as the, you know, the single individual who is in charge of teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael in each generation. And the Nasi of each generation is meant to be that he is categorically above the rest of the Beis Din in his Madriga in Torah. And as long as you have a Nasi who is at that level, so as long as the Beis Din is not being mosif anything, he's not adding anything, they're not adding anything to the Kabbalah of the Nasi. They are certainly a necessary process of the, a necessary part of the judicial process. When they made Tekanos and Xeros, when Joshua's all these things, you still needed a Rabbim, you still needed a Beis Din to be Gozer and these things, but the Nasi, his Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh was so consummate that there was nothing added to his understanding of Torah by the rest of his Beis Din. The Svaras, the knowledge, all of it was all, he had it all under his control, and when you had a person like that, so his Kabbalah was really all that effectively mattered. And Beis Din also had to be, you know, incredible Talmidei Chachamim, but they basically worked under his direction because he had the entirety of the Kabbalah. And therefore, in each generation, the Nasi was a Mekabel from the Beis Din of the generation before. However, when you come to Ezra and the Anshei Knesset Gedola, we have a Yerida of the stature of the Nasi of the Beis Din, such that the Nasi is no longer, he still is the highest, the most advanced of everyone there, he still is the Chacham of the group, but he's not so far above them that he could basically do without them. There's no longer that he is independent of them, and therefore their Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh makes a difference now also. The Beis Din also, the way in which they were Mekabel the Torah Shebaal Peh also makes a difference because they are now part of the formulation of the totality of the knowledge of Torah Shebaal Peh that exists in that generation. And therefore, Ezra and his Beis Din are now part of the definition of what the Kabbalah was that transferred from one generation to the next.
Is that a qualitative statement, or is that an intentional structural change?
So we'll see that it's going to be it's a qualitative statement, that there was somewhat of a descent in the outcome is kind of by necessity from the qualitative change. I guess once they realized that that was the state, then you know they had it by definition changed the structure. But there wasn't it wasn't a decision that they made. It was more just that it was a recognition of a reality that the Nasi from then on and if you look past the Anshei Knesset Gedola, I didn't underline it, but if you look to those two dots where it says Antignos Ish Soko, Antignos Ish Soko U Beis Dino Kibul Mishim Atzai Beis Dino Yosef Ben Yuhazer Ish Tredi U Beis Dinom Kibul Antignos Beis Dinom. So it continues on that way. Starting from Ezra onward, suddenly the Beis Din is also included in the Kabbalah. So two questions that we want to try and get to is, how did the Rambam know, right? The Rambam is writing this, where did the Rambam get this from, that this change happened? Question number one. And question number two is, why did it happen? What exactly was the catalyst for this change, for this shift in the level of the Nasiim and in the structure of Beis Din?
This is around the time Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, right?
Hmm?
Wasn't this around the time Beis Hamikdash was destroyed?
No, this is before the, well, this is, I guess so, I guess this is during the, this is really during the period of the second Beis Hamikdash. The second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, I mean, Ezra and Nehemiah were the ones who were involved in the Jews coming back to build the second Beis Hamikdash, and they oversaw the building of the second Beis Hamikdash, and then the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, you know, after their deaths, but I guess it was probably still during the time of some of the members of the Anshei Knesset Gedola. I don't know that for sure, but there was but this shift sorry, really started before the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, because Ezra, his Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh was really between the two Bata Migdash, or at the beginning of the second Bata Migdash, whenever it was. So, Mishnah that probably everyone is familiar with, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So the Mishnah says, Moshe kibel Torah Misinai v'sar li Yoshua. The Yoshua was the Canaan, was the Canaan of Nevi'im, Nevi'im Masuro Anshe Knesset Gedola. So, the Mishnah here lists five stages of the Masira of Torah, and seemingly talking about Torah Shabbat Peh, because Torah Shabbat Sav doesn't need a Masira, it's written down and everyone gets the same copy, hopefully. So, they're talking about the Masira of Torah Shabbat Peh, or really even hard to say, the Masira is the authority of Torah Shabbat Peh. And then the Mishnah has five steps here. We've got Moshe from Hashem at Har Sinai, and then Moshe to Yoshua, Yoshua to the Zakenim, Zakenim to the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im to Anshei Knesset Gedola. If you look back at our first page, that parallels very closely the Rambam's own structure of the different stages here. We got Moshe with Mekabel from Hashem, right? And then Moshe gave it... Yoshua Shu Talmido Shal Moshe Rabbeinu Masar Torah Shabbat Peh. Zakenim Rabim Kibulim Yoshua. And then from Yoshua, you've got that Eli was Makabal Min Zakenim Pinchas Ubeis Dino. And now after Eli was a Navi. And then we have a whole string of Nevi'im who are all Makabal the Torah, one from the next, until we get to the point of Ezra. Ezra, there's discussion about whether or not he was a Navi. And the Rambam is not the, I would say he's not totally conclusive about this, but the Pashtus is the Rambam is assuming that he was not a Navi. And then Ezra and his Beis Din, that's the Anshei Knesset Gedola, right? So you seemingly have, in the Rambam's formulation here, seems to be basically following and structured after the mission in Pirkei Avos, that you have Moshe, Yoshua, Zakenim, Nevi'im, and then Anshei Knesset Gedola. Sorry. So the Mishnah here, the way the Rambam learns it, if we look at just trying to put together what we have in the Rambam and what we have in the Mishnah, the Rambam understood, and this is the way he says it, that when it says that Yoshua was a Canaan, who is that talking about? Yeshua of Zakenim is talking about many Zakenim, right? That the Rambam says that Zakenim Rabim Kiblu Mi Yoshua. There are many Zakenim who all simultaneously received from Yoshua. As we discussed, because in the generation after Yoshua, there was no Beis Din Gadol, and therefore there was no Nasi, and therefore there was no one person who was Mekabel the Torah Shabbat Peh to be in charge of it, because it's only the Nasi of Beis Din Gadol who is in charge of Torah Shabbat Peh. So in the generation after Yoshua, it was Zakenim Rabim, and that's the Messiah, that's the Yoshua of Zakenim. Zakenim LeNevi'im, the Rambam learned, is not the Zakenim to many Nevi'im, but the Zakenim to one Navi who gave it to the next Navi who gave it to the next Navi over a whole Tekufa. In the aggregate, it's Nevi'im, but it was only one Navi at a time, because in each generation, that's when there was a Beis Din Gadol, and therefore there was one person in each generation who was in charge, and therefore Nevi'im of the Mishnah is Navi after Navi after Navi, one at a time. And then suddenly you have it from Nevi'im Asrula Anshei Knesset Gedola, that the Nevi'im gave it over to a whole group of people all at once, the Anshei Knesset Gedola. So what exactly happened that you had it going from individual to individual, from Nasi to Nasi, then at the end of the period of Nevi'im, suddenly they're giving over to a whole group of people. Seemingly, that's where you see this point that the Rambam is making, that there was a transition from the end of the stage of the Nevi'im, that suddenly there's a large group of people who are all being Mekabel the Torah at once. It's no longer just the Navi being Mekabel, not just the Nasi being Mekabel the Torah, but it's the whole Sanhedrin, the whole Beis Din is being Mekabel the Torah, the entire Anshei Knesset Gedola, not just the Nasi of the Anshei Knesset Gedola, but the entire Anshei Knesset Gedola are part of the Kabbalah of the Masira of Torah Shabbat Peh. So seemingly that's where the Rambam would have gotten this from, is in the way he's modeling, he's learning his structure of the way, the rules of the Masira of Torah Shabbat Peh from this Mishnah. And you see in this Mishnah that there was this shift there. Seemingly, you see in this Mishnah also what the shift was. Why was it that this shift happened? So you see that in how did the Mishnah classify what was the defining nature of the era between the Zakenim and Anshei Knesset Gedolah was that they were Nevi'im. Right? That's how it calls it. It says this is the period of Nevi'im. The Nesi'im of that period, they were the Nevi'im. And seemingly, that's what ended. We know that ended with Anshei Knesset Gedolah was the last of the Nevi'im, and Ezra himself was not a Navi. So the period starting with Anshei Knesset Gedolah is the period at which the Nevi'im are no longer in charge. They're no longer Nevi'im, and therefore the Nasi is no longer a Navi. So at that point where you transferred, where Nevuah left Klal Yisrael, that's the point at which this transition happened. So seemingly the two points, you assume they're connected, but the mission itself is hanging it on that point, that it's the end of the Tekufa. Nevi'im leads into the Tekufa, leads into the period where it was the entirety of Beis Din that was being mekabel together. The Nasi was no longer single-handedly able to be mekabel the entire Torah on his own without need for anyone else's input. That happened because it was the end of the period of the Nevi'im. So try to understand why that is. The first thing we have to know is what's not the pshat. We're saying that the Navi, because the Nasi was a Navi, therefore he was on such a higher level that he didn't really need, that he was able to mekabel the entirety of Torah to such a totality that he, for all intents and purposes, did not need the Beis Din, and therefore he was above the Beis Din. He was Omid al-Gablam. He stood over them and he was in charge of Beis Din. He wasn't just the top member of the Beis Din, but he was actually qualitatively above the Beis Din because he was qualitatively in a different level in his Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that was because he was a Navi. So what is not the pshat is because he was a Navi and he was getting, you know, information directly from Hashem, therefore he had a better Kabbalah because, you know, he was a Navi, so he just knew more. Right? That cannot be the pshat. Because we know, and the Rambam passing this, and we'll see this, I accidentally put things a little bit out of order, but we're still on the next page of the Rambam, and hopefully it'll be clear to the Torah. If a Navi were to uproot something that we learned through Mesorah, through Torah Shebaal Peh, Osha Amar Bedin Midine Torah Shem Shashem Sivalo Shadin Kahu Halacha Gedivrei Ploni, that he says, I have through Nevuah, Hashem told me that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, or whatever it would be. A Navi says the halacha is like Divrei Ploni, right? Harei Zeh Navi Sheker VeYehonik. That's a Navi Sheker, and he's put to death. Afaf Yishasa Osi. Even if he does a sign and proves that he's a Navi, doesn't matter. He's a Navi Sheker. Shai Bala Hakish Torah Amra Lo Bashamayni, because he is now contradicting the Torah Shebichsav Chamishe Chamshei Torah, in which it says Lo Bashamayni, that the Torah is not in Shemayim, and therefore we don't receive dinim halachos through Nevuah. And therefore the authority of a Navi does not come through his Nevuah. If a Navi has a greater Madrega in Torah, it is not through the medium, through the faculty of Nevuah, that he is better, because he is not allowed to use Nevuah in a halakhic discussion.
The rabbi, I can't remember the rabbi in the discussion of Lo Bashamayni, we didn't stone that rabbi. We didn't stone that rabbi.
Well, so he was not claiming that he had Nevuah. He was basically, he said, if I'm right, let such and such thing happen, right? He wasn't saying, God told me I'm right. He was saying, I know I'm right because of my svara. I'm going to prove to you guys that I'm right by this mace happening. And he said, if I'm right, the river should start flowing the other direction. And that happened. So they responded to him, why we don't care about the mace that Shemayim did on your behalf, because Lo Bashamayim. But he himself was not saying, I know because Shemayim told me. He was saying, I know because of Darkei Asvara Vayin. I know through the method of learning Torah. And he, Taka, was, you know, the greatest Chacham. The Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer was the wisest among them. But at the end of the day, they wouldn't accept his Svara, and therefore he wanted to prove it to them through saying, I'll show you that God agrees with me, and wanted to bring Osos, and that they rejected the Osos by saying, Lo Bashamayim. But he was not a Navi Sheker, because he wasn't trying to say it through Nevuah. So he wasn't claiming that I know I'm right because God said I'm right. He said, I know I'm right because I know I'm right. I'll show you that I'm right. He doesn't even say, I'll show you. He says, if I'm right, let the river, you know, do such and such a thing.
With the Zuki, was that Nasi
and the Abbasdin? Right.
So,
which we'll get to that in a later stage, because that's a few generations after I'm taking over. Right, starts with the Yossi ben Yochanan, Yossi ben Yoezer. And goes from there.
So that's
about two or three generations, I think, after Anshei Knesset Gedolah.
So Ezra, Nehemiah, Mordechai, none of those people were Nevi'im.
None of those people were. Well, so the Gemara says that there were three Nevi'im among them. It was Hanan, El-Mishal, and Azariah. I'm sorry. I always mix this up, these lists. It's Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. They're the last of the Nevi'im, and they were in the Anshei Knesset Gedolah.
So they were the same time period as Ezra,
and
they were Nevi'im that then got demoted to Beit Din.
Well, so they so we'll hopefully get to that at the end today, or if we don't have time, we'll talk about it next time. But that even though they were Nevi'im, they were not the Nasi'im, right? They were Nevi'im, but they were not the Nasi'im because at the end of the day, and hopefully this will be clear by the end of our discussion, that Nevuah doesn't mean automatically that you are the Nasi. That we'll see in a minute what the role of Nevuah had to do with being a higher madrega of a Nasi, but it wasn't intrinsic. It was possible for someone who was not a Navi to be greater than a Navi. We'll hopefully get to that. If we don't, we'll complete this. But in any case, so the greatness of a Nasi because he was a Navi is not because he had greater authority because he knew things through Nevuah. That was not allowed. You're not allowed to use Nevuah in a halakhic discussion. There's a famous discussion, the Gemara, where Eliyahu comes and seems to, through Nevuah, answer a question about tefillin, and a number of achronim there point out that he's not really answering the question. He's just telling them the facts that really define the question, which a Navi is allowed to tell you the facts. He just can't tell you the halakha. But it's generally accepted that it's universally accepted that Navi, it's not the authority of a Navi to say the halakha. The next question. So maybe a Navi is on a higher level. This is going to skip to the last page because I accidentally put it out of order. That maybe a Navi is on a higher level or is a greater level of Nasi because he's just more trusted because he's a Navi. Since he's a Navi, so people would rather listen to him. So the Rambam in the Hagdama to Mishnayos really addresses this. So he goes through this whole point that we were just talking about, that he says a Navi is only greater in his ability to say, you know, he can give a tzivoy of a horas shah, which maybe we'll get to at some point, I don't know. But in terms of explaining the Torah, saying this is what the Torah means, he can't. That's the first underlying section. The second underlying section here says that the Gemara says, if Eliyahu would come and tell us that the answer to this Shiloh, we wouldn't listen to him. Kavanotam bekat, she'im tosefes v'giron b'torah, mitzana nevuah b'shum panim. That the idea of Chazal with this is that there is no addition or subtraction in Torah through being a Navi in any way. V'chein im amar a Navi, she'ashem amar lo, ki'apsak v'mitzah ploni kat. If a Navi says that Hashem told me the psak in a certain mitzvah is like this, v'shadino shel ploni hu nachon, or that this chacham's din is correct, hare also a Navi neharag, that Navi is put to death. Lefi shehu Navi sheker, kamosha b'yarno, he's a Navi sheker, as we've explained. Lefi she'ein Torah achay hashaliyah harishon, there is no Torah after the original messenger, Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ein tosefes v'ein giron lo bashamayim hi. Key line here: V'lo himchanu Hashem el hanaviim, ela himchanu el hachachamim ba'alei hadin. Hashem did not guide us, did not instruct us, or did not take us after the Nevi'im, but rather he instructed us to go after the Chachamim. Lo amar ubasa el hanavi. The pasuk says when you have chi irachem davar ben dam ladam ben din ladin ben nega lenega, when you have some question that you can't figure out, it says you will go up to uvasa el. It doesn't say uvasa el hanavi. You'll come to the navi. Ela amar uvasa el hakohanim halavim the el hashofit. That you will go to the shofit. You will go to the Chacham. Right, that the Torah never has instructed us that the Navi is the person to go to, that the standard for Psak Halakha, for understanding Ratzon Hashem, is a Navi. Understanding the Halakha, always the Torah itself says, you don't go to a Navi, you go to a Shofet, you go to a Dayan, you go to the Chacham, and the Chacham is the one who answers the questions. So the authority of a Navi is not, you know, because he has the stature of a Navi, so therefore we should ask him our questions, and therefore we should trust him with the answers. A Navi has no greater stature in the realm of Halakha because he is a Navi. So now the question is, so that being the case, what is it that makes a Navi? Why is it that it seems to be that the Mishnah is telling us that a Navi has a greater level of Nasius, his being a Nasi, he was a greater caliber of Nasi through being a Navi. That's the way the Mishnah seems to say, was because they were Nevi'im, that there was that Tekufa where they were the single individual who were the masters of Torah Shebaal Peh. So if you go back two pages, so the Rambam has a very fascinating description of Nevuah, and we're not going to be able to go through the entire thing here, but we'll see the main point that we want to get to, of what was, there's a difference between a Navi and Nevuah. The Rambam describes Miyasode Hadas Leda Shakel Menaves Bnei Adam. It is a Yesod to know that Hashem speaks to people. Ve'en ha-Nevuah chala ela chacham gavol b'chachma. Nevuah only comes to a person who is great in chachma, gibor b'midosav, ve'lo yitro misgada ela b'davar ba'olam, and he's never overcome, his yitzer never overcomes him. Ela hu misgada b'daito al yitro tam, and he always overcomes his yitzer. Ba'al de'er achava nechona admod. Adam shu memula b'chol midos elu. Someone who has all of these midos, showing the gufo, Kishayikani's Lapardi. So now that's the starting point. You're not a Navi yet at that point. That's someone who can begin the trek to becoming a Navi. So someone who is like that, who enters the Pardis. Not getting into it. That means Vimashik also inyanos hagedolim rechokim, and he is involves himself in contemplating all these great things, Batiyo Das Nachona Lahavin Lahasig, and he understands and he grasps. Rumiskadish Maholeh, and he continues to sanctify himself. Uporesh Midarke Kal Ha'am Ahochim Mechashke Azman, and he separates himself from all of the frivolities of the time. The holy Mazarz Atmo Umalame Nasho Shalotia Machshava Klal Be'achem Yidvar Betalim. He never thinks about anything worthless. Velome Havle Azman V'Tak Losav, doesn't think about any of the things that are going on. Eladaitu Tamid Penuya Lamala. His Das is his mind, his consciousness is always connected above. Keshura Tachas Kise Akise, connected to the Kise Akavod. Lahadin also tours of Kedusha Zatoros to contemplate these divine lofty things. Umistakel b'chachmasu shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Kula, and he is looking at the entirety of the chachma of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzur Rishona Atabor Art V'Yodea Mehem Gavlo, when he comes to know Hashem's greatness through that. Miyad Ruach Hakodesh Shoa Allah. That person, Ruach Hakodesh, then comes upon that person. Now that's, doesn't say he got a Nevuah. He, something called Ruach HaKodesh descends upon that person. Uba Eis Shetanuach Alav Ruach HaRuach, at the point at which Ruach HaKodesh comes to the person, Tis Ayav Nafsho B'malas HaMalachim HaNikraim Ishin, that his neshama has this elevation to an angelic kind of state. The Yehafeh L'Ish Akher, and he becomes a different person. The Yavin B'daito She'enu Kamos Shaya, and he will recognize about himself that he is not the same as he used to be. He has been elevated above everyone else who are just regular chachamim. Kemosh Nemar B'Shaul V'Hatavnis Imam. I'm sorry. His Navisa Imam V'Ne'atach Lo'ish Acher. And you shall be Menave with them, and you'll become a different person. Notably, the Nevuah, that pasuk that he quotes about Shaul never had a Nevuah. But Sha'ol was misnabe with the Nevi'im and became a different person. There's a state of reaching a level of being a Navi without ever having received an actual Nevuah, but you've reached the level where you are connected to Hashem in such a way that you could, that you've reached a spiritual plane in which you're connected in that way. Says the Rambam, when a person has reached that level, they are catapulted to a different level. They become a different person. And that is seemingly what happens with the Nasiim that we're discussing. The whole tikkuf of Nevi'im, where the Nasi was a Navi, was someone who had reached this Madrega, where a Ruach that comes upon them, they become a different person, that enhanced their... It wasn't that now they receive Nevuah to tell them what the Halacha is, but they've become, they have a boost in their personal achievement, that they are now on a different level, they're on a different plane of existence than everyone else. A Navi who had that Madrega, that they were a Navi, not because of now that they get Nevuahs, but because they are a Navi. They're a person who's reached this Madrega, that they're Nevafach L'Ish Acher, they become a different person, qualitatively a different person. That was what allowed these Nasiim to be on such a level above everyone else, that they could be singularly, qualitatively above everyone else and be singularly in charge of Torah Shebaal Peh. As long as the Nasiim were Nevi'im, as long as we were still in the Tekufa of Nevuah, and you had Nevi'im, you had people who reached the Madrega of Nevuah, and those people were also Talmidei Chachamim. Obviously, the Rambam says, step one is you have to be a Chacham Gadol B'Chachma before you can even begin the process of becoming a Navi. But when you had someone like that, who was the Nasi, that person, through their stature, through the personal elevation that came through being a Navi, that person was Nehapach L'Ish Acher, that person was on a stature so far above everyone else that they could be head and shoulders above the rest of the Beis Din, even though the rest of the Beis Din were also incredible, unfathomable Talmidei Chachamim, but the Nasi, being a Navi, was so far above everyone else that he could be, surely he could be so rare, he could singularly rule over them because his mastery of Torah was so total and complete that he really didn't need them to affect his knowledge and his understanding and his appreciation of Torah and of the Masorah. And therefore, it was specifically the Tekuf of the Nevi'im. Just to see one more thing, we're going to get back to a whole other thing underlined here that maybe next time we learn we'll come back to, because it answers some important questions. We turn the page, the Rambam in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, and we discussed this at the time, really is the same kind of point, that there's a difference between Nevuah and being a Navi. And the Rambam, by the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Ikr Hashishi, the Ikr of Nevuah, is not that the Nevuah that Nevi'im say is true, or that all of the Nevuahs that we have came from Hashem, or anything like that. The Ikr is Hayasod Hashishi HaNevuah, V'hu ledaf shezeh min ha'enoshi, to know that among humankind yesh sheyimtzo bo ishim ba'alei kishronos mefusachim ma'od v'shleimus gedola. You have to know that there are among mankind individuals who have these incredible personal accomplishments and have this incredible level of perfection. V'tizkorim nashem ashem iskabel tzuras ha'seichel v'yischaber osu ha'seichel anoshi v'seichel apolel v'ye'etzaleh mimenu atzilu shefa. That they reach such a level that there's a spiritual, I don't know what to call it, other than some manifestation of something spiritual which comes into them. The Elohim Hanavim. And those people are Nevi'im. The Zeru Nevuah is Zeru Inyana, that's what Nevuah is about. But the Ikar is not the fact that doesn't mention any Nevuah. He mentions that there are people to whom Hashem can communicate, which we discussed at the time, the point being that the people can rise to such a point that you could connect to Hashem, to such a Madrega, that you could receive a Shefa and a Nevuah. But the Yesod is just the fact that it's possible to have communication between God and man, which necessitates man reaching a certain Madrega where they're able to reach that connection, that spiritual Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which results in Nevuah, which results in information which you might be able to convey. But the Yesod of Nevuah is the fact that there are people with whom God has such a relationship. And that's the Madrega of a Navi, is before he ever said a Nevuah. There are thousands of Nevi'im who we don't have a word from. that the we have, you know, 24 svarim of Torah Shabbat Tzav, not all of the, and not all of them are even written b'nevuah. Tzuvim is not necessarily written b'nevuah, right? There are many, and many of them were written by the several by the same Navi. We don't have the writings of so many Navi'im, but there were thousands of Navi'im, because a Navi doesn't mean that you said a nevuah, and that's what we'll try and get back to next time we meet, is the Rambam really describes the step between being a Navi and having a Nevuah. But when it comes to the point, what was the Maila of the Nevi'im, was not the fact that they had Nevuah. It was the fact that they reached the Madrega where they could get Nevuah. That was such a personal accomplishment, that person was elevated to such a level, they were catapulted above everyone else, and that those Nesi'im who were Nevi'im, they were on a Madrega where they were able to be Mestoler over, they were able to rule over the Beis Din, control and direct the Beis Din from above. Masha Einkein, not the case when it came to Anshei Knesset Gedolah, and you no longer had the Navi being in charge of the Beis Din, you no longer had the Tekufa of Nevuah, then you reach a point where the Nasi, even though he might have been the greatest, was not, even he might have been at the top, but he wasn't so far above everyone else that he was qualitatively removed from them, and therefore you had that the entirety of the Beis Din had to be involved in the Kabbalah of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Next week we'll try and talk a little bit about maybe Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, and a famous question asked on the Rambam, that the Rambam listed David as in the Tekufa of Nevi'im as a Navi, seemingly, but the Rambam writes in Mar Nevochim that Tehillim and everything written by David HaMelech was not written by Nevuah, that David did not write it, did not receive Nevuah. They're written by Ruach HaKodesh. We'll try and discuss that next week, and maybe also a little bit back to that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. All right.